speaking, but some fear it more than others. Extreme fear of public speaking is referred to as glossophobia, which is thought to affect some 75% of Americans. And people with glossophobia don't just fear speaking to thousands of people, they also fear talking to just a small group. Surprisingly, Warren Buffett suffered from glossophobia when he was younger. In college, he picked courses he knew did not require a presentation. When he eventually recognized that his fear was impacting his life and career, he took a public speaking class and overcame the problem. Nowadays, Buffett talks about the importance of being able to give effective speeches. You have to learn to communicate in life. It's enormously important. If you can't communicate and talk to other people, you're giving up your potential. How did he conquer his fear? By practicing. Core concept 2. You can use fear as a weapon when preparing to give a talk. Contrary to popular belief, fear can be used as a weapon when giving a public speech. For example, think about adrenaline. When you have adrenaline coursing through you, you don't sound boring or flat. People say that we should slow down when engaging a crowd. But when we slow down, we transmit less energy. As such, you could easily lose the audience. Audiences like speakers who recognize their vulnerability and tap into it. Once you admit fear,